Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I watched a movie last night you guys will probably like. It's a new one. It's on HBO Max now. It just came out. I was in the theaters for a while. What's it called here? Oh, yeah. It's called Don't Worry, Darling. The one with the...
Olivia Wilde one.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
She's in it.
Florence Pugh.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to see that.
It's really good. Plus, you'll like it.
Is it a thriller?
My daughter... Yeah. My daughter... And it's a psychological thriller, but my daughter and her boyfriend watched it. They told me they went to the theater and saw it. I knew it was going to be good. Chris Pine is in it too. Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because Harry spit on
Harry Styles in it for the ladies, you know. And Chris Pine's a good looking dude too. But yeah, there's a blonde chick that plays the lead. It's Harry Styles' wife in this.
Florence.
Yeah, I can't really explain it at all, but because you don't want me to, because I don't want to blow anything. But it's really good. I don't want to blow the story for you. Or anything for that matter.
Florence Pugh. Take her clothes off.
Is that the blonde?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that her name? Okay.
Yeah.
What was she in before?
I mean, she's relatively new.
Okay.
She's popped up in the Marvel universe recently. That's where made most of her name.
She's getting banged, but it's like the dress comes below the... you don't see the boob coming out. Yeah, so she must not be naked anywhere.
Nah.
And I'm not really giving anything away. You just check out Mr. Skin for that. Should you think there's a guy standing around the island of his kitchen with his wife before they go out to the theater? What movie's that? Let me check. I gotta check Mr. Skin first.
Yeah.
But without saying it out loud, I mean.
Because I think in the trailer, they show a scene where Florence Pugh gets like pushed up against a plate glass window.
Yeah, but that's something different.
She
does get banged in this.
Maybe she'd get railed against a plate glass window.
That's where she gets railed on a desk though.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a table. Excuse me. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's not giving anything away. She gets railed on the counter of a bathroom too.
Three stars.
And like Nick
great
said, that's cool.
Yeah, she likes to show up on red carpets wearing next to nothing.
Oh, yeah, she has. She's been on some red carpets here with some stuff that's just completely see-through.
I didn't know who she was, but she's sexy,
man. She's the object of a bunch of clickbait.
Is she?
If you're rolling through Twitter and Facebook
and all the
socials. Florence Pugh.
P-U-G-H. By the way, and the movie's good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a really good movie, and with all the stuff out that sucks anymore, it's just cool to find something that's got a story.
She has whipped her cans out in a movie called Marcella. That might be a series.
All right.
Lady Macbeth, Outlaw King, and The Little Drummer Girl.
All right.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a porno.
See, I saw that on the HBO Max menu, but I didn't click on it because of Harry Styles.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's an actor in this.
It's not Timberlake.
Yeah. No. You can watch singing.
It. It's not Timberlake. He doesn't sing. No. He's a good actor. He's actually a pretty good actor. Yeah.
And there was a Powerball winner.
Yeah, there was.
A Powerball winner.
In California, right?
Yeah, one ticket. It was a pool ticket or one person. But
yeah, either way, they're all rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The number I heard this morning was like a shade under 800 clear.
Jesus.
Like 750 Christ. Or something. 750 to 800 clear after taxes.
Money that's hard to wrap your head around.
I couldn't. You'd have to deal with so many people. I was driving home yesterday thinking if you won that. No, believe me, I would still take it than not take it. That's not the point. Not the point of this. But you'd have to, like, turn down. I mean, I'm not even talking about people you don't know. People you know with puppy dog eyes. I mean, what are you sitting there? You're going to sit at a desk. You have 8 grand. You got a million. You got 100 grand. I don't have a huge extended family I'm related to, but enough. I could take care of them. And then, I'd have friends I'd want to take care of. I mean, at least pay off their houses.
There would be some.
That's just way too much money, man.
Are thinking they didn't get their share.
Then you got to deal with that crap,
What?
And there also be some prideful guys who don't need it and would say, listen, I don't want your money.
Let's go to lunch.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't either, by the way. Not you and me, I wouldn't, for sure.
So there's three, looking at the value of NHL teams, there's three that are less There, $600 million for the Columbus Blue Jackets, Florida Panthers, $595 billion. Could you just buy one of those?
Wouldn't that be great if you took $800 million and bought the Columbus Blue Jackets for no reason?
Yeah.
And you're living in Columbus with a Blue Jacket jersey on, trying to make payroll. Because hopefully the team writes you just money you don't, because you would spend it all to get it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and those things
living
make
at the
money.
Arena. They do. You're living at the arena.
That would change the people coming at you for money, too. You'd be like, look, I'd love to help, but I bought the Blue Jackets. We got to keep this thing afloat.
Yeah.
I was reading what the Shark Tank guys.
Somebody tell me what icing is.
You could actually buy the best suite in the Blue Jacket Stadium there instead of buying the team.
I think you want your money tied up so people can't be like, I need $40.
According to Mark Cuban, billionaire Mark Cuban says you should keep most of the money in the bank.
Yeah, I would think so.
You could put it in the bank and live comfortably forever. You don't have to blow it all right away.
Oh, comfortably. More than comfortably.
Sure.
Beach houses.
Right. Says a guy who's been a billionaire for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
He says if you're 40 or younger, he recommends the annuity. That way you give yourself a salary and then the money can be
what if you die?
Spread around.
At 2.04 billion, the annuity is going to still be a whole lot of money every year.
Yeah.
So you could still probably invest that. But just for comparison's sake, in one day, somebody jumped into the same tax bracket as Bono, Kylie Jenner, and Tyler Perry.
Man.
Immediately, in one day.
Right.
And are richer than guys like Jimmy Buffett, Simon Cowell, Tom Cruise, Dr. Dre, George Clooney. You're richer than those people. All of a sudden.
And he's also, and that's cash rich. What you're mentioning, a lot of those people are, they're rich.
They have net worth.
Net worth.
Yeah.
Property,
mm-hmm.
You know.
What they have liquid is a different thing.
Right,
you have, $750 million, bang, you know.
Well, you could still win the Deadpool. It doesn't pay, though.
You are richer than Mick Jagger.
The other Shark Tank guy that Kevin
Jagger's got a lot of kids.
I wonder if that annoys those people. Yeah. I know that they don't do what they do for money, but there was Tom Cruise, Mick Jagger. There's like a body of work like that. You're like, man, I worked my whole life to become
a
global icon.
The best of the best.
And this guy's like, I went to the Texaco station.
They don't even care. Yeah. You're right, though.
The other guy says take the lump sum, but don't spend it.
Well, you got to spend some of it. You take $100 million you buy a $30 million mansion on the beach. That's a given. I don't care which beach. Just
all of them.
Well,
you can buy it on all of them.
I have a mansion on a beach and a mansion somewhere else in inland, you know. Right away.
Cuban has a good quote here.
Right
you don't
away.
Become a smart investor immediately when you win the lottery.
No. I don't want to.
That's why you leave in the bank. You're right.
Right. Or I would join the first thing I'd do is join the Yellowstone Club.
Okay, there you go.
It's got the ski and it's got the golf.
You need a jet to get there. You have to buy a jet.
Probably need a jet to get there.
I thought that was a Facebook page for the show.
No.
By the way, did you know that David Copperfield is a billionaire?
I figured that.
I didn't know that.
It's an illusion.
Because he's listed. I'm looking at this list of the richest celebrities out there.
Yeah.
He's number 11 with an even billion.
Yeah.
I had no idea that guy was that rich.
He must have gotten into some other stuff with his money, too, obviously.
Wasn't he married to, like, Claudia Schiffer or somebody, too?
Yeah, but I don't think she had that kind of cash.
But no, I just say things are going well for the guy.
And they that's right, they were.
Yeah. They were. You banged Claudia Schiffer, you got $1 billion.
But
you have to do magic.
We talked about him recently because he was on, like, some sports beginning show the other day. He was on TV. What, ESPN game day or something?
Really?
He was actually... I was watching him somewhere. It might have been over here. Oh, yeah. He was on the morning over here.
On Today Show
or something? Yeah, yeah. On Halloween, he was on the Today Show. But remember, we were talking about him on the air or off the air. Remember how he was accused of keeping that chick on the island? You know, he had a private island. He flew her there and said, hey, I'm going to fill you up for a couple of days. We're not going to, you can't say anything about it.
Does he still, earns.
Like I just said.
He makes $40 to $60 million a year, it says, on doing his shows. During the COVID shutdowns, he just paid everybody personally out of his pocket, his entire staff, and it was no thing.
And you can do that when you're worth $1 billion.
Yeah. Like I said, I had no idea that guy was worth that much money.
And then Nick and I were obviously on the same wavelength the other day, because a lot of times I'll look at a story, don't have time to read it all, and I'll email it to myself.
Okay.
And then I emailed this to myself, and 4 seconds later, one comes from Nick.
All right.
And it's about the cannabis use. Does it increase your creativity?
Oh, I love this story.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with this. I'm not saying you can write the best jokes when you're high, but I also think your mind expands more. Not necessarily jokes, but I've heard people like, I remember David Lee Roth had a great line. He goes, you know, I never wrote any good lyrics unless I was high. And, you know, he had some funny lyrics. He was a great lyricist for Van Halen.
I think it changes your perspective.
Right, right. But this one, I didn't read the whole article.
But not necessarily for the better.
I just disagreed with it.
All right, yeah. The researchers rounded up 191 participants, randomly assigned to one of two conditions. One group was asked to begin the study within 15 minutes of using cannabis. So they smoked and they did their little study away.
Yeah, that's where they're the most creative.
Second group was instructed to only begin the study if they have not used cannabis in the past 12 hours. So for me and Nick, that's a narrow window.
All right.
I think we're in that right now.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't used cannabis. It was about 12 hours ago that I used my last cannabis.
All right.
The participants first reported.
Did you use the last cannabis?
Right. That better be your last cannabis.
Nobody calls it that.
It might actually be.
Who took the last cannabis?
Because I'm about
Right. He's like, got his headphones on. And maybe me.
The participants first reported whether they were happy and joyful at the moment.
Yeah.
They then selected or completed the alternative uses task, a well-established measure of a type of creativity known as divergent thinking. So in the task, the participants were asked to generate as many creative uses as they could for a brick in 4 minutes.
And that doesn't sound like fun.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Then they provided a self-assessment of their creative output.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm a brickhead.
Well, bottom line.
Right. Yeah. What about just, could I throw it?
All acceptable.
Yeah.
All those are acceptable.
Yeah, but a brick, man.
But the headline kind of concludes it
I'm
all.
Sitting on a brick. Hey, I'm S-ing a brick.
Cannabis use does not increase actual creativity, but does increase how creative you think you are.
Yeah, that's probably right. I'm just kind of joking about that because
I saw that headline and I went, "Nah, I don't need to read the story. I've experienced that."
Right. There's the conclusion.
Right.
But I think that's enough. If you think you're creative, you got to still have ideas. Some of them might not be the best ideas,
but you know this.
Now, if you write something down when you're high, it's best to let it marinate for a little while and then check it. 12 hours after you've had your last cannabis.
But it's never funny.
And see if it's still funny.
It's not funny, no.
About
run it by some non-high guy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I do that all the time. And then I look at it and say, that's not funny.
Listen.
It was amusing at the time.
You could argue on how creative this show has been over the years, but it actually is a pretty creative show. We have to say a lot of stupid stuff on quickly. And we're always, And we're always sober. I mean, you and I have been sober 30 years while we're live on the radio. We really have been a few times, but not, one or two times we were coked up with medicine.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Or we got purposely drunk on the air. But otherwise, that's only been a couple of times.
Yeah, there was a couple of live shows there where I think the last couple hours.
Right. But in general,
you weren't purposely getting drunk. But
99.99% of the time, we walk in here completely sober,
stone cold sober,
and do a 4-hour show without being drunk or high, and we are clever.
Right. For years.
Sorry, we are sometimes.
We've done
sometimes.
The show where our blood alcohol content is 0.0.
You're just not high when you're here.
Right.
We're not wasted or high when we're here. So that is true. We couldn't do any of that all wasted.
And most of the time when I roll in at 5 a.m., I've had my last cannabis.
Your last cannabis.
Like 8 hours ago. Maybe even more.
Who took the last cannabis?
Maybe me.
Is that 8 hours pipe to mic rule?
Yeah.
And I'm Mike, by the way, in that situation.
M-I-C.
It's pipe to Mike.
Yeah. I tend to get more done after I smoke. I don't know if it's like a level of anxiety where I'm like, oh, God, I really got to get some stuff done.
Like, what do you do?
Or at least I'll have
creative-wise
ideas.
Creative-wise,
it's mainly just like putting lists together.
Oh,
I
got
was
it.
Like, you know,
I got
get
it.
A little bacon out of the shower. Then I'm like, yeah. Oh, I should have a QR code on a poster. So instead
it.
Of just my name. So if somebody wants to go to the website at this bar, whatever, they can see what that's about.
Yeah, now, okay.
That's not like,
that does
that's
work
not
now.
A half-baked idea.
No,
I
that's
think
not.
That's a decent
that's
idea.
A great idea.
It's a fully
actually.
Baked idea. Yeah, what you said.
Right.
And I've done that. I've seen QR codes on posters and I'll go to that. Yeah.
I haven't done that yet, but
you had the idea.
Right. That was a few days ago. So I need to make a new poster for this thing. So like that'll be a part of it or like, I don't know, going through the tedious process. Like, it was pretty tedious to submit these tracks online.
Yeah, okay. How
was it, like, completely baked, but a little bit.
Now, have you changed
we'll
the name?
We'll see if it works.
Nick's new CD features a lot of tracks on it that are after famous people, Kiss guys and guys from the Beastie Boys. And you have to change those names. Have you come up with different reasons for those jokes? Okay, got it. All right. It has to be on the digital version, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through
it. And you're out this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Friday night, I will be at the Benson Theater in Omaha with Chris Lager, and Saturday, Bosses Comedy Club in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
All right.
Now, none of us have done mushrooms or acid in a while. Nick?
Who took the last acid?
Right.
Who stole the last acid?
But I would think that would make you a little more, at least change your perspective.
Yeah, you couldn't do a show on it.
Oh, no,
I had mushrooms
no.
not
no.
that long ago.
But writing
a little
bit.
Perspective,
or editing,
right.
Or just observing.
Right.
Just creates like a warm glow.
No, I do the same thing. And I think the same with alcohol. A couple glasses of wine. I'll write stuff down. I think about, you know, for the show. But
can't
you're right.
read it the next day.
I can't read it the next day. But I also, you know, when we're here, we're sober as hell, man.
8 hours, pipe to mic.
Right. Well, what's the example? Yeah. I don't know what the example is that Brian Posehn uses about, like, what he'd write down. He's like, purple monkey dishwasher or whatever. Like, you'll remember that. Like, I don't have a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah. Todd and I used to write stuff down early on together. We were higher. Or stupid, and it always sucked the next day.
Yeah,
you know?
Not
like,
always.
There's a difference between like an idea.
90%.
Let's go back and review the tape.
Really? Yeah. I was thinking 50-50.
Oh yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Like there's a difference.
Well,
between
we probably tried it thinking it was 50-50.
Yeah.
Probably ended up being 10-90.
You got that 10.
I never felt particularly creative doing the coke.
No. You just
don't
jaw.
Do drugs, kids.
You just jaw. Yeah. Don't you think you're supposed to keep saying that?
Yeah,
and that was usually at the end of the show, and I didn't like that. That was like about 9 o'clock. Hat would give us lay out some bumps.
Oh
you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
You had to chase him around the turntable.
No, he got
putting him on the record.
Jay Medicine out our buddy who's
top of the toilet.
He would go in the bathroom, put the top of the toilet, walk in, and say, "Hey guys, we're going there." Yeah,
or just you know, flick the nose.
That was that was early on. We didn't do that.
Symbol.
We didn't do that like 10 years ago, but it was early on in the 90s.
So much stuff that went on in that bathroom.
The 90s, yeah.
That was the same bathroom.
Then we'd all be jacked up at 10 o'clock in the morning. What do we do now, Todd? Yeah. Can't go home and take a nap.
So nap's out.
Nap's out. Damn it. But that was in the 90s and it was cool.
I'm pretty sure it was just coffee the day I'm remembering that in that same studio, like the last hour of the show, you had to stand. Because
that was coffee.
You were just jacked up and vibrating.
Complete coffee. I stopped that. I used to have some coffee heart attacks 20 years ago. I did. I drank too much. Yeah.
And that was a desk that was not built for standing up.
No.
So here's Tyler standing up and kind of like just bouncing a little bit for like the last hour.
Totally pushed. And that was caffeine. That was it. That's all that was. Yeah.
John wants to hear a Wasted and High podcast. He thinks it would be amazing.
I did that. It was called Dope Podcast.
Yeah, you and Richard Reese, right? Was it listenable? I didn't ever listen to it.
I never listened to it.
Well, you put it out there,
yeah.
right?
The time I did it with you, you barely recorded it.
Yeah.
True.
And you were sober, puss.
Yeah.
So that wasn't any fun.
Yeah. No, it was long. There were people that, like, listened to it, which is weird, but...
Well, listen to that.
Yeah, we had fun.
That's Joey Diaz's bit, isn't he? Doesn't he still make his guests eat a Death Star?
Yeah.
Or has he knocked that off since Paulie freaked out?
No, didn't well, because we talked to Florentine, said he did Joey's podcast, but told him ahead of time, oh, I ain't getting
Florentine.
Stung
you have
with
the right to refuse.
He doesn't get high. Florentine,
yeah, he doesn't.
High. Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, I bet that's a deal breaker for some guests. For Florentine, I'm sure he's like, okay, but somebody that he doesn't really know, he's like, I'm not going to get banked. Why don't you just not come then?
Go to the next guest.
No, a drunk high podcast would not work because, first of all, we would say stuff we might get in trouble for. And then it would be out there.
Oh, yeah, the filter.
Yeah, we would say stuff. Yeah, especially if I'm drunk. You know, I'm definitely getting myself in trouble. You know, either with bosses,
cops, wives,
whatever.
All the above.
People.
Yeah, say what I really think about things, you know.
Wait, the combination of it, of the substances and it not going out over the airwaves.
Right, and then
that's probably not good.
And we'd say, put it out there, and wake up next morning. Oh, don't put it out there. Oh, it's been out 8 hours.
Take it out.
We had those
down.
Moments with Dope really? Podcast. Yeah. Where I'd just call Richard and be like, was that on the mic or off the mic?
Yeah.
We were talking about people we probably wouldn't want to have hear that. He'd be like, I don't know. And I'd be like, uh-oh.
And was it already out there?
Yeah, usually that stuff was off mic, but you know, you never know.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, you just post that podcast and title it Evidence.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead and listen.
Right. Yeah, and I wouldn't care at this point. I would just say stuff. I mean, I'm not really worried about pissing anybody off in the building anymore. So if I was just live, drunk on a podcast, you know.
There was a whole lot less filter, not completely unfiltered this summer when we did the live show.
Great point. And I was hammered at that.
Oh yeah.
But I wanted to be buzzed for that because it was fun and I wasn't driving, so I had a great time being a little buzzed at that.
But we said
a lot more stuff. I had to keep the crowd entertained. You gotta be drunk, you know.
Yeah, we weren't completely unfiltered for that, but
not at all.
It was dialed back a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
It was dialed back a lot from what it is here.
You mean dialed up?
The filter was dialed back.
We were a whole lot less filtered. Yeah,
you know, and I'm not even talking just swear words. The things that we would say.
Yes.
The things that were divulged there night.
That's why every time I meet somebody, I met a guy this weekend, a couple weekends ago downtown, and he was at the live show, and he goes, "Man, that was so great." I'm thinking, I said, "I don't remember any of that because I was pretty drunk." I said, "Did you like it?" He goes, "Oh, it was great." I said, "Okay, cool."
Yeah, the only guy that was more messed up than you was that guy that broke his leg.
Yeah, I wonder how that guy's doing.
Yeah. I think he said he was supposed to make a full recovery.
Yeah.
He was having surgery and everything.
I see the guy who organized that all the time because I go to a gym in the city where the amphitheater is.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about Jim Sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Sucks.
No, we see him too.
This guy works for the city, and I haven't asked him yet if we're welcome back.
Yeah.
I'm under the impression that some of the neighbors could hear what we were saying. And we're not appreciative.
Yeah. Yeah, we were told that.
F them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Sorry you live next to an amphitheater.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
And it's not like we did it until 2 a.m. I mean, we shut it. It was done by like 10.
Those same people bitch about big band music being cranked over there.
Yeah.
Glenn Miller, shut up!
If I hear one more trombone.
Right.
Was the amphitheater there before the neighborhood? Or vice versa.
Yes.
One of the two.
The neighborhood creeped up on the amphitheater.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I always love that. People that'll live next to really busy intersections, they'll be like, oh, Costco now. Like, what did you think was going to go there?
That's happening up.
Yeah, that's literally happening in this town.
It is.
We don't want that thing in our neighborhood. Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It'll be close, but not that close.
Right.
Great. Now I live by a Target.
Yeah.
They get mad if it's like a large chunk of land. It's like they get mad if it's apartments, if it's a department store. It's like they're not going to put in another neighborhood that looks just like yours.
They get mad if it's a group home.
Yeah,
they really get mad about that. We don't want, I feel sorry for those people, but I don't want them living there.
I want to live right in the middle of town, but I don't want a lot of traffic around my house.
Yeah.
How can we make that work?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.